Blog Talk Radio. sit at the foot of a burning bar. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating. I'm breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com. And there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild blue and nature and passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Join us for Keeping It Brief and come back later that evening as we turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between Inner Craft, a Sullen Arc with Rich and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasion and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry, and Saturday is split with Gray Eyes Howling at the Moon with Canadian Wilds, bringing you Bad Company, and Exploring Ecphrasia with Captain B2 and Daniel. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Take a Walk on the Wild Side Tuesdays. Thursday, join Jeremy as he brings you The Headliner's Ball. Break on Through with Pam on Friday. Join Aphasia and Babbler on Saturday as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Robert M. as he brings you the solace of shadows. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang for the fun. Good evening, Jean. How you doing?
Hey. Hello, Rex. I'm doing pretty well. And how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Very good. Very good. I think it's going to be a fun night. Long leaving, but it's one night, absolutely. And we have Pam joining us as well. Hello, Pam. How goes
hey,
it?
Hey, Dean. So far, so good. Hi, Rex.
What's doing?
Oh, not much. Just looking forward to hanging out with you and Phil and, you know, other cool poets, and life is good.
Very good.
Good.
Very good. That's what we like to hear. I hope everybody's doing well tonight. Should be a fun night. Lots of good music. Lots of good poems. Yep, yep. Rex, what are you going to tell us about tonight's musicians? Or lyricists, or I don't know all of them.
Jim was born in 47. He did die 2 years ago in 2021. He was a composer, lyricist, producer, who also worked as an arranger, pianist, and singer. His songs included contemporary, rock, dance, pop, musical theater, and film score genres. He's produced albums for Bonnie Tyler, Meatloaf, and he's credited with the book, Music and Lyrics for the Bat Out of Hell, the musical, as well as lyrics for Whistle Down the Wind, and music for Tons the Vampire. because he started out early. He was doing musicals in college in Amherst. He started out with Bertolt Brecht's A Man's a Man in 1968, then went on to do Michael McClure's The Beard. And over the summer, he did Brecht's Ball for the Island Theater in Martha's Vineyard. What else we have? He wrote, he did The Dream Engine in 1969. It's a satirical, dystopic story with Ball as the lead, and he played Ball. And some of the music, or some of the, what came out of that play itself, or that musical, he used some of the lyrics over the years, like Turnaround Bright Eyes from Total Eclipse of the Heart came from that that piece, as well as You Took the Word Right Out of My Mouth from a love scene between Ball and the girl. So I've been doing it for quite a long time. Joseph Papp noticed him, and he worked for New York Shakespeare Festival. In the 70s, he's still picking up on the college angle with the musicals. Worked at Mercer's Arts Center doing Rheingold, an adaptation of Richard Wagner's opera Das Rheingold. In 72, Bette Midler sang a demo of one of Steinman's songs, Heaven Can Wait. Didn't do much for her at the moment, but because she was still relatively unknown, but it had a lasting effect. He kept going forward. 1973, a single song, More Than You Deserve, from the musical of the same name. They shopped around the Bat Out of Hell album for like 2.5 years before they finally got a kick on it. And everybody who turned it around should kick themselves in the pants, all those record producers, because they said Jim couldn't write music and did not know a damn thing about producing music for the masses. Boy, what did they get that one wrong. That album sold like something like 40 or 50 million albums over the years. They missed out on a shitload of money because of their own, we know better than you. Well, yeah, you should have listened to that album. That album rocked. And
yeah. Same. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a whole lot of stuff. Good info.
Yeah.
See, I learned a little bit every time.
There's a whole lot more. If you want to learn a ton of stuff, because his bio offers up massive amounts of information. I couldn't cover it all because it's way too damn much. It goes on forever. Yes,
you should put the link to the bio up in your topic board. That way we can all go back and, look.
Because he's done music for TV. He's done music for movies, as well as musicals. The guy's been doing this since college days. So he's
right.
You could say something of a whiz kid when it comes to this.
Some people have wonderful talent. And it's awesome when they recognize it at an early age. And they just kick in, full blast. Love that. I love it. Very cool. That'd be very cool. Oh, my goodness. So, Pam, what do you have to add to the mix? I know you always have a tidbit of info. You do. I love it.
Awesome. Anybody interested? I'm sticking on a topic board.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Well, Pam must have stepped away because she,
Oh, no, I'm here.
Oh, I asked you a question. So I guess you didn't hear me.
Sorry, I didn't. If you had said my name, I didn't hear it.
I did.
No,
I did.
Right. Oh, and next week, I've got next week's up too, which already has, it's got five drops in it already. It's called Music to Die For. And it's, I got a dozen songs on there about anti-war songs, everything from War Pigs for Black Sabbath, Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen, Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Electric Funeral's in there, The Fish Song, Country Joe and the Fish, Gimme Shelter by the Stones, Orange Crush by R.E.M., who else is
nice.
In there? Oh, Rooster by Alice in Chains, Fortunate Son by Creed's Clearwater Revolver, and Unknown Soldier by The Doors, and We Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who.
Nice lineup. That should bring in some good lights, for real. Very good. Very good. I like it. Okay. What do you say we get this party started?
Sure. Let's rock it out.
Okay. The first one I'm putting up is Read 'em and Weep by Meatloaf. Well, if I hit the button right. There we go.
Sorry, stop it. The bullets are big.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Don't you say.
Yep. Okay, well, I have the first poem for the night. It's called Darkness from Within by Stelina. And that was based on the prompt for the movie. So here we go. I'll put it up and let me hit the audio button. And here we go.
From within my dark soul, do woeful words spill upon the page like scalded tears and blood, as the scratch of my quill wounds each leaf, leaving scars of despair. Read and weep. For weep you shall, as sorrow calls out from each lamenting letter, crawling cross parchment pierced with pain of the dreadful demise of spirit. Through amber misted eyes, as visions taunt me, little Jenny calling through a haunting haze, now merely a faded phantasma in flowing garb. Yet her presence is curiously comforting. Even I, myself, am afeard of the vile visions which break free from their torturer's tethers, filling me with abhorrence of self. And this accursed life I am bound to lead. Kindred's spirits are darkness and I, tightly twined together in threads of a black widow's finely woven web, bound together beyond recall, walking parallel paths. The end seduces me with sweet solace. On black wings he swoops, hovering nearby. I willingly grasp his shadowed hands, offering release from intrusive thoughts so weary. I bid farewell to macabre melancholia, the holy terror that woos without mercy. Peace awaits to welcome me into its coveted cradle, where my maelstromed mind is softly soothed as I whisper, Lord, help my poor soul.
Wonderful read there, Arcana, and thank you very much, Stelina, for the SoundCloud and the optional choice of Arcana for the voice. Nicely done. We very much appreciate it. And Pam, start with you.
All right. Well, I thought this was a wonderful dark write, a great soliloquy and excellent take on the prompt. I like how she wrote in the voice of Edgar Allan Poe and brings us into the last moments of his life, putting his quote, Lord help my poor soul, his final words was a great way to end the poem. I like the sense of despair and melancholy that goes through this. And I like all the way through, it's an excellent write, but I especially like read and weep, for weep you shall as sorrow calls out from each lamenting letter, crawling cross parchment pierced with pain of the dreadful demise of spirit. It really speaks of the madness and the insanity that he was going through in that moment. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice, yeah, thank you. Jean, how about you? Starting early?
I'm ready now. No, I was finishing them, but I was typing. So I didn't want to, like, lose my thought. That doesn't take much. I thought this was a fabulous write by Selena, wonderfully crafted. And I had to grab two stanzas because I thought they really belonged together. And one was the one that Pam had quoted, read and weep, or weep you, for weep you shall. And then the one right after that, through amber misted eyes, as visions taunt me, little Ginny calling through the haunted haze. Now merely a faded phantasma in flowing garb, yet her presence is curiously comforting. I thought that was great. And I really enjoyed the depth of the words. And it was a great read by Arcana. Well done. Absolutely.
Yes, it was a great read by Arcana. I like what he said. It wasn't so much of an echo as almost a surround sound effect, a slight mm-hmm. touch of reverberation, which rang true. And I do like the idea of this being a soliloquy with Poe as the voice. But you didn't leave out the note to Shakespeare, because the voice in this has that note of to die, to sleep, perchance to dream. It has that bit of dread that walks in with it. And the alliteration is nicely etched, because you don't even notice that when it's being read. It just reads very well and flows. Let's see. And there's such a nice note of dread, as well as fear, to go along with the melancholia. And that note, Lord, help my poor soul, a lamentation to the end, because he knows things are on the bad edge of the end. And he needs a little bit of help moving forth or moving over. Dreadful demise of spirit. There is such a melancholy, yes, but it goes a little deeper than that. There's torment in this, too. So nicely done, Selena, and great read there, Arcana. All right, Jean, back to you.
Okay, well, Rex, I'm going to have you read the next one. And this is also to Read 'Em and Weep. And that's the title, Read 'Em and Weep, by Damn It Dave. Damn It Dave, you're doing it again. Here we go.
All right. Read 'Em and Weep by Damn It. Oh. We're back to Damn It Dave now. Okay. At birth, the fates deal out our cards. We place our bets and play. In shadow, death sends his regards and waits to have his day. Our destinies are all laid out from lowly deuce to ace. We gamble, though we're filled with doubts about our poker face. So many times we want to fold, but must maintain our pride to see defeat when cards grow cold, an act of suicide. Though we may win now and again, in truth we understand that death will play and make it plain he'll win the final hand. He holds the royal flush in spades. The pot is his to keep. He smiles as he adjusts his shade. We read his cards and weep. And boom. All right, Gene. Let's start with you.
We all know I'm partial to Dave's work. You know, I love a wonderful rhyming poem, and doesn't matter the topic, Dave always manages to pull one off. You know, I like this all the way through, and I'm trying to figure out if I like the beginning or the end, or if I want to hop into the middle of this poem. You know, I love the last stanza, so maybe I'll just go there. He holds the royal flush in spades. The pot is his to keep. He smiles as he adjusts his shade. we read his cards and weep. I think that that was a fabulous ending to this poem. But as I say, you know, I mean, the beginning, that first stanza is just as wonderful. And I'm a little torn as to what direction I want to go with it, but there's a lot going on in here. And I think he really nailed it, nailed the prompt. So excellent job, Dave, and thanks for sharing with us, as always.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you, Jean. Pam, mm-hmm. What about you?
Yes, this is definitely a great rhyming poem all the way through. I really like the extended metaphor of how life is a card game. And I like how this speaks on the idea that we have little to no control over it, and that in the end that death will always win. And it is difficult to pick a favorite part, but I have to say for me it was the second and third stanza, because I think to me they really spoke the most on that whole idea of not having the control that we wish we had. Excellent write and very well done.
Thank you very much, Jim. To get to that first line, that birth of fate steal out our cards, that note to a touch of Greek mythology, Clotho, Rhesus, and Atropos, seeing the three fates, the spinner, the allotter, and the thread cutter. Nice touch there, Dev. I like that. And especially that note at the back end of that. Death sends his regards and waits to have his day, because death always comes. That's in the cards, no matter what you do. So the idea of playing out that game, you win a little, you lose more than you win. And eventually those cards do get very cold. And you know it, when they get that cold, it's just the beginning to the end, as it walks itself on down the line. And because death will play and make it plain, he'll win the final hand. I like the back end of this. He holds the royal flush in spades. The pot is his to keep. He smiles as he adjusts his shades. We read his cards and weep. I like that back end of it. Adjust his shades. That note to the people sitting around a seven-card stud game, and you can't read the behind the glasses because you've got the mirror effect. You don't know what they're doing, but a smile in his eyes at that moment goes, hey, I hold the high hand, and you're mine. Nicely done, Dave. Thank you very much. All right, Jean.
Okay. I really must learn to type faster. Okay. So, next, really, I'm sorry. The next one I'm going to put up is called Nowhere Fast. That's the next one. No, that's not it. No, that's not it. How did I do it? I didn't do it on music. No, that's what I had to put them all in order. And now they're not that way. God. No. Come on now. There it. No. Well, maybe it is. It's the way it's written. Nowhere fast. I got it. Good Lord have mercy. It was right where it was supposed to be. Here we go.
Excellent. All right, Gene, what we got going with that one?
Very nice. Okay. Well, Tim, you want to read the next one for us by Longfellow Serenade called Nowhere Fast?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. All right. Nowhere Fast by Longfellow Serenade. I'm looking for some peace I'll never find. I'm getting old, still running from my past. No matter how I try to ease my mind, I'm spinning wheels and going nowhere fast. I spend my nights just counting my regret. It does no good that die is firmly cast. Forgetting is as good as memory gets. I'm spinning wheels and going nowhere fast. No mulligans exist for yesterday's. I cannot pay the debts that I've amassed. My teardrops bring no aid to my malaise. I'm spinning wheels and going nowhere fast. The blend of my youth is way too vast. I'm spinning wheels and going nowhere fast. End poem.
Great read there, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Gene, this is right up your alley. Short and sweet. And done in sonnet.
Yeah, it's really a nicely done piece. I love his take on the prompt. I think he really did a great job with that. Each one of the stanzas is really good. But I spend my nights just counting my regrets. It does no good that die is firmly cast. Forgetting is as good as memory gets. I'm spinning wheels and going nowhere fast. I love the repeat of I'm spinning wheels and going nowhere fast. I think that really it suits it so well, you know, the right itself. It's not too much. It's just enough. And it keeps you with that thought in the back of your mind, you know, through the whole thing. So excellent job, Longfellow Serenade. And thanks so much for writing for the contest and being part of the show tonight. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Pam, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, it was a wonderful rhyming poem, a modern sonnet. I like I like how it speaks on the futility of trying to run from the past and the way that it always seems to catch up with us. I'm spinning wheels and going nowhere fast was a great repetition line and a great right all the way through it, but I especially liked the second stanza with the line, it does no good that die is firmly cast. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. This is fascinating. He's done it as contemporary sonnet, but it only fits that as far as the layout and the way it goes, because using that one single line, I'm spinning wheels and going nowhere fast, adds a little touch of something else to the sonnet itself. It turns it into a song the way he's run the thoughts in this. Each ending stanza finishes on that note, I'm spinning my wheels and going nowhere fast. Even the couplet ends that way, which keeps the pace spinning wheels and going nowhere fast, so to speak. But I like the thoughts you've got in this, my regrets. And I do love that one, no mulligans exist for yesterday's. I cannot pay the debt that I've amassed. I thought that was a touch of humor because, life doesn't give you mulligans. The golf course might, but life won't ever give you a mulligan. So a little touch of dry humor there was perfect. And then the thought of the couplet, the wasteland of my youth is way too vast. I'm spinning my wheels and going nowhere fast. But it talks about misspent youth and all the probably the broken hearts and other tidbits he got into in youth, being a large package that weighs heavily on his shoulders as well as his stolen mind. So, nicely done, Longfellow. That was quite a piece. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jane.
Okay. I have the next piece. And I'm going to put up that song, which is Total Eclipse of the Heart. And here we go. And that's a little having to again that bit.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Only love in the
Nice. Okay. Well, from my name, magic gift. Okay. The next poem we're going to put up is called Insecurities Eclipsed, Turning into Love by Jenny Hunt, 2017. I'm going to give that one a read. Insecurities Eclipsed, Turning into Love by Jenny Hunt, 2017. Love must conquer my insecurities. Why do I turn away from his dreamy eyes looking into mine? I love the way he makes me feel, staring into them. Something inside of me lights up. Why do I get so scared about what he really sees? My heart burns every time I turn around, making sure he is still there, constantly worrying of his love ending, turning around finally facing him. The fear melts away with desire, knowing it's just the beginning. Will I ruin his chance as usual, or will he be patient and strong enough to handle me? He cares about me. I know this much is true, but will that be enough? I turn inside when I upset him. I'm not used to his wonderful attention. He teaches me, stands up for me, doesn't ignore me. I adore our time spent together. Won't lose it so easily. Turning around a new leaf, I am no longer used to under or abused. I finally see what a real man is. Makes me want to be the woman he deserves. I have to turn away from my insecurities. So sick of them driving me crazy. Trying to be a stronger person, hoping to be that woman he wants. After all the pain we both endured, I know why I turned my eyes away from his. I'm afraid of his flaws shining through, making him turn away and walking out the door. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And Pam, let's kick it off, please.
Yes, I thought this was a great take on the prompt and a wonderful write by Jenny. It had a strong emotional impact to it, and I like how it speaks on the idea that when we leave an unhealthy or abusive relationship, we carry that baggage with us into other relationships, into a current relationship, and how we bring those insecurities with us, and to me it also speaks on the whole idea of how difficult it can be adjusting to a healthy relationship when in the past been abused. I really liked this all the way through, but it was the second and third stanzas that really spoke to me, especially I have to turn away from my insecurities, so sick of them driving me crazy, trying to be a stronger person, hoping to be that woman he wants. And, you know, there's just such a sense of realizing what needs to change, but at the same time, you know, realizing that it's difficult to do that, you know. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, that was a long read for you. What about you? What do you think?
I know. I'm like exhausted now. I have to go to bed. I'm only kidding. It was a great poem. You know, I liked each of the stanzas, and I thought that it was well handled and a great take on the chosen prompt. You know, I think that Jenny did a good job with it. And this poem, I think for many of us, it's relatable in ways. You know, we may not be able to relate to every line or every thought that runs through it, but I think we all can relate to a little bit of that. Feeling awkward, feeling insecure, having a fear of running someone off, and all of that. And I think that she put that across very well. I was trying to figure out, like, what stanza I was, like, wanted to grab. And I have to agree with Pam. I do like those. I kind of like the way that she handled the first two. You know, why do I turn away from his dreamy eyes looking into mine? I love the way he makes me feel staring into them. Something inside of me lights up. Why do I get so scared about what he really sees? And then my heart burns every time I turn around, making sure he is still there, constantly worrying of his love ending. Turning around, finally facing him, the fear melts away with desire, knowing it's just the beginning. Just, you know, it's a good tale throughout. And it is. It's basically a story of the situation from beginning to end. And it was nicely done. So great work, Jenny, and thanks for sharing with us. Excellent job.
Absolutely. Nicely done, Jane. Thank you. There's a couple of things in this that I liked. The sort of that second stanza, she rolls in the turnaround, but it finishes the end of the first line where you start out the song with turn around. But here she did, my heart burns every time I turn around. And then she keeps rolling that thought with turn. You got turning around, you got turn away. And she's got questions in that first stanza. Why do I turn away from his dreamy eyes looking into mine? Why do I get so scared about what he really sees? Now, she's taken that note to start with, and she finishes with, after all the pain we've both endured, I now know why I turn my eyes away from his. I'm afraid my flaw is shining through, making him turn away, walking out the door. So there's almost a prophetic thought in that idea of, she's bringing this with an understanding there is that turning point with that second stanza, and then that question again with the third, will I ruin this chance as usual? And turning that into a bit of prophecy by making him do the turning away instead of her. So it's got that emotional tug between the both hemispheres of the brain, the emotional side and the one that understands what's going on, yet is not able to set the stage to battle off the other side, because the fear still holds a great thought within. So nicely done there, Jen. Thank you very much. That was good.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. I agree with everybody. Yes. I want to shoot off firecrackers. I'm in that kind of a mood. Okay, Rex, I have you read the next one for us. And this is called This Total Eclipse Within, by Poetic Creations. Whenever you're ready.
All right. This Total Eclipse Within by Poetic Creations. Would you please see me now? Instead of looking through, you remove me from the light, move me to become blue. Together we did pirouette, now these cheeks are only wet. I try not to fret anymore, but I can't say it ain't no sweat. Screaming through the night, I kissed the light goodbye. Scarred by every single slight, I was removed from light. You left me alone. This eclipse has grown too cold. I can't not feel it in bone. This night and every night I hold. Clinging to yesterday's shadow, through the meadow of time, an eclipse only sees in my mind. This darkness is only mine. Dirt beneath fingernails, I claw the earth in every bite. Cloaked in darkness, I can no longer trust my sight. I trusted with heavenly strength. You cursed in the dark. Scares I bear, you left your mark. Pain born from a spark. This total eclipse is dark. Darkness lives inside me again. You turn me from light. Turn me to darkness and sin. And boom. All right, Gene. We're going to start with you.
I knew you were coming to me because I wasn't ready, but it's okay. I'll figure something out. I like the poem. I thought it was nicely done. A good take on the plot, you know, which doesn't surprise me. Poetic Creations is usually, you know, on the prompt. He's on the money with it. So that was good. And together we did pirouette. Now these cheeks are only wet. I try not to fret anymore, but I can't say it ain't no sweat. Screaming through the night, I kissed the light goodbye. Scarred by every single slight, I was removed from light. Intriguing word. I want to use the word process because that's not right. But chain of events, I guess. You know, I feel like he's been removed and he's in the dark, and that's that eclipse kind of feel. But it just seems like there's more than that swaying in here, where it's more than just a simple change or something lighter all of a sudden, or it seems like this has just been building from what I'm gathering. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. But I thought he did a fine job with it. You know, dirt beneath fingernails, I clawed the earth in every fight. Cloaked in darkness, I can no longer trust my sight. I trust with heavenly strength, you cursed in the dark. Scars I bear, you left your mark. Pain born from the spark. Yeah, nice job. Nice job, PC, and thanks for sharing with us. Nice poem.
Thank you, James. Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am, you're up.
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful write. It's powerful and emotive. I like how it speaks on the idea of that depression and anger that comes when you feel rejected and misunderstood. And I like that he brings the eclipse, the darkness inward. And I like how this speaks on that idea of trusting somebody and then having that crush, that trust just crushed into the ground with their heel. Wonderful lines all the way through, but I especially like clinging to yesterday's shadow through the meadow of time, an eclipse only seen in my mind. This darkness is only mine. You know, great lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. I like the metaphorical thought going this total eclipse within with the total eclipse of the heart, the angle of if you're loving, you've got two hearts that shadow each other. So you get that eclipse of a singularity. But this walks as a darker, you're going, that lighted angle that you get from that eclipse is now walking just the dark realm itself. You had a nice touch with together we did pirouette, but then now these cheeks are only wet. I try not to fret anymore, but I can't say it ain't no sweat. And then the screaming, there's bitterness and anger, but those last three stanzas are really where the darkness shines through. Dirt beneath fingernails, I clawed the earth in every fight. Cloaked in darkness, I can no longer trust my sight. I trusted with heavenly strength, you cursed in the dark. Scars I bear, you left your mark, pain born from a spark. And this total eclipse is dark. Darkness lives inside me again. You turn me from light, turn me to darkness and sin. So that the back end of darkness and sin offers up kind of the ugliness of the back end where you shadow that darkness, or you shadow that that light with the darkness of even hate and bitterness with this. And all of a sudden, that metaphor becomes a reality. Nicely done, PC. Thank you very much.
That'd be nice.
All right, Ian.
Yes. Oh, okay. Here we go. Pam, can I get you to read the next one by Lal called Once?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right. This is Once. By Lal. Once in my life, I'd so much light before the darkness came, when I thought love perpetual, an endless burning flame. But I have learned to get too close results in constant pain. For those who fall into the shade, forever will remain. Seems watching from a distance, I had loved him from afar. Magnetic and alluring, he shone brighter than a star. And I was swept along in awe to suddenly collide, quite awkwardly, insipidly, my presence then denied. But oh, that touch awoke in me, the need to be explored. The closest of encounters had revealed all I adored. Intensity would linger, such desires I had to fight, frustrated, left so anxious, through each long and lonely night. If only he could see me, he might love me from the start and stop this painful yearning as I slowly fall apart. But I am overshadowed, cast aside to be alone. His love indeed, the shadow that endures, I am unknown. These restless feelings haunt me, turning dreams a little wild. But when I wake, I'm helpless and left sobbing like a child. How will he ever find me if somehow I don't exist? I'm living in the darkness and eternally eclipsed. Once in my life, I'd so much light before the darkness came, when I thought love perpetual, an endless burning flame. But I have learned to get too close results in constant pain. For those who fall into the shade forever will remain. And home.
Great reading.
Great reading. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, what do you think?
Well, I think another fabulous. Another fabulous rhyming poem. And again, I love Lyle's work. I think that she's an outstanding poet, along with so many of ours. I was looking, and I think, Well, if only he could see me, he might love me from the start and stop this painful yearning as I slowly fall apart. But I am overshadowed, cast aside to be alone. His love, indeed, the shadow that ensures I am unknown. These restless feelings haunt me, turning dreams a little wild. But when I wake, I'm helpless and left sobbing like a child. How will he ever find me if somehow I don't exist? I'm living in the darkness and eternally eclipsed. Wonderful lines, you know, and I know I keep grabbing up two stanzas like, you know, But I think that they really go hand in hand so well. And if I address one and not another, I feel like I'm kind of shortchanging it, you know. But a wonderful, wonderful job, Lau, and thank you so, so much. I'm surprised there is no sound clip, but we forgive you, Lau. We don't mind reading it. It's all good. Great stuff.
All right, Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful write on unrequited love. And it had great rhyme and flow. It was beautifully written, wonderful imagery. And I like how it's that idea of being trapped in that darkness and despair and feeling like you're that the one person that you want to love you will never do that. And so excellent write and very well done.
Well, thank you, Pam. I got to hit the first and the last stanzas because they mirror, well, they're the same stanzas, but they offer up bookends, an opening and a closing, which holds the rest of the piece together as a whole because there is a note to a little bit of tenderness in that love from afar look, but also the note in fear because she's letting it go because she's at a standstill and not willing to take that step, so to speak, for whatever reason. And everything seems to get a little colder in the moment. These restless feelings haunt me, turning dreams a little wild. But when I wake, I'm helpless and left sobbing like a child. How will he ever find me if somehow I don't exist? I'm living in the darkness and eternally eclipsed. And that kind of hits on them. Not just the fact that that he doesn't see her, but the eclipse kind of comes at her own pecking, so to speak, or beckoning. She's keeping it there above herself instead of trying to shrug off that note and do something about it. Nicely done, Law. Thank you very much.
Nice.
All right, Jean, back to you.
Okay, and wow. Pam, you just read that, didn't you? Very good.
I did, yeah.
Yes. Well, Rex, I have the next one for you. And this is called Rain on My Sleeve Paraded Heart by Eric Swenson. So whenever you're ready, man, whenever you're ready.
Rain on My Sleeve Paraded Heart by Eric Swenson. Out of armadillo-plated sky vaults, Platinum clouds release unrequited love defaults. Frightful, frigid raindrops drop. Shut up. Frightful, frigid raindrops shock. Icy goons pummel summer's musky, dusty frock. Startled, but not surprised, red dust and ochre resist reprise, persist in its penchant for passion's clarion call. Heated hot nights usurped, slurped up too soon by fall. Oh, how glacier constancy persists with callous certainty. Scrapes away idyllic, fossilized passions, longevity. Fuzzy, fury, images grounded to pulp breaths. Call Kent weariness, dies back into dreary, dark ocean depths. Rain on my sleeve, paraded hearts. Fabric of woven, waxing, whimsical wishes so stark. Arms aeroplane through startled scrub melts. On a mission, frightful, frigid raindrops pelt. Islands in the stream, disconnect like Bansky red balloon. Disengage balloon on the dilla-plated sky heirloom. Platinum resistance unbreakable. Summer's truncated passion, now forever irretrievable. Caught between a cocky rock and separation's hard space. Pedantic parameters pushed, sensuous summer's now smile with soiled face. Cold-hearted fall came too soon. Monsoon determined to drench, drain away regret's blood moon. Rain on my sleeve, paraded hearts. Frightful, frigid drops, sterile and stark. Regrets ticker-tape like pink stick. It's below armadillo-plated sky. Eclipsed by age, it can't be denied. You're too late for love's all-time high. And poem. All right, Pam.
All right. Well, first of all, great read there, Russ. As always, Eric has brilliant imagery and metaphors, great use of alliteration. I really like how this speaks on the idea of a heart that's growing cold to the possibility of love as it feels that icy sting of betrayal over and over again. I like that he uses so much nature and art imagery and metaphor. The island and the string disconnect like Bansky red balloon, disengage below armadillo-plated guy heirloom. You know, wonderful lines there, speaking on the idea of being that island that wants nothing to do with anyone else. I also really like rain on my sleeve, paraded heart, frightful, frigid drops, sterile and stark, regrets, ticker tape like pink thickets below armadillo-plated sky. You know, just beautifully written lines with a lot of emotion within the metaphor. So very well done.
I thank you, Pam. And Jean, what about you?
Well, first, I want to apologize to Eric, but I know that there was not a SoundCloud up there earlier when I looked. I know it. Right, Greg? We looked. And,
there is now.
So I know. I saw it as I got down to the bottom of the poem. I said, well, where the hell did that come from? So sorry, Eric, but we missed it. It just was a little too late, I guess. But it was a wonderful poem, and you did an excellent read with it, Rex, I got to say. That's too crazy. I liked it. I liked how Eric expressed things throughout. I have to say, I kind of liked it right from the beginning. You know, out of armadillo-plated sky vault, platinum clouds release unrequited love default. Frightful, frigid, raindrop shock, icy goons pummel summers must be dusty frost. Startled but not surprised, red dust and ochre resist reprise. Persist in its pension for passion's clarion call. Heated hot nights usurped, slurped up too soon by fall. I just think that it's just nicely done. I love his use of alliteration, as always. And I like his rhyme scheme in there. He has so much to say, always, and I think that that's a wonderful thing. But there's just a lot of great stanzas throughout. And, how do you pick one, honestly? But I did like the beginning, and I thought that was a great way to grab your readers' attention and lead them into the rest of the poem. So well done, Eric. Great job.
Absolutely. That first stanza walks nicely to that picture out of armadillo-plated sky vault. Great thought to open up. Platinum clouds release unrequited love defaults. frightful, frigid raindrops shock, icy goons pummel summer's musky, dusty frost. It's a great opening stanza that fits the picture. Then he offers up a little bit of more in-depth to that view with the second stanza. But that third one walks into a little bit of deeper realm. Oh, how glacier constancy persists with callous certainty, scrapes away idyllic frost-like passion's longevity, fuzzy, fury images grounded to pulped breaths, cola-cant weariness dives back into dreary, dark ocean depths. Now that, how glacier kind of hits on the notion, you're going from hot summer nights, I go youth, and then, oh glacier constancy persists. Now you're walking age. The rain on my sleeve, paraded heart, kind of walks in that note of finding that tidbit of youthful exuberance and the love that comes along with it. Islands in the stream, touch the summer's truncated passion now forever irretrievable. Something that disappears in within that youth, never to be had once more. Then the thought between caught between a coffee rock and separation's hard space. An understanding of the split right there. And then again, that rain in my sleeve, created hard, frightful, frigid drops, sterile and stark. Regrets take a tape like pink tickets below armadillo-plated sky. Eclipsed by age, it can't be denied. You're too late for love's all-time high. Again, so he finishes, that starts out with the youthful angle worn on that, and he rolls all the way down into eclipsed by age. And you can't go back to what once was because you've moved on in life and things are not the same. And he's still wishing for that that tidbit of love that he had in his youth that sparked such imagination. Nicely done, Eric. All right, Jane, we're back to you.
I knew you wanted me to do something next. I just want to tell you that. I knew it. Just thank you. What we got here. Okay. The next song that we are going to work off of is called Original Sin. So let me get that one going. There we go. Okay, here we go.
I've been looking for an original sin, one with a twist and a bit of a spin. And since I've done all the old ones till they've all been done in, now I'm just looking and I'm gone with the wind, endlessly searching for an original. Forever, you gotta fire in your feet, but will it ever be enough? moving in for the chill, and there'll be hell to pay someday. Put it all on the bill. I'll always be paying and paying until we're beyond expiration with a license to thrill.
And that would be Bond, Jane Bond, with License to Thrill. All right, Jane. Where should we go? Yeah, I know, that was bad. Talk about a pun.
You know, some things have got to be funny, you know what I mean? Okay, the next one, the poem I'm going to put up, we have a SoundCloud for. So, and this is called I'll Be Watching You by Arcana Amor. So here goes. Let's see if I can find my thing again. There we go.
Rancid growth sprouting from the basement of hell, shrouded in the rising mist that flows off the moors. The darkness seems to caress each inch of its facade. Its demeanor is intrinsically ominous and chilling, as if the house itself is somehow alive and plotting. Its sullen depths swelling with prowling shadows. If it could speak, it would spew vile obscenities, wishing to remain alone, undisturbed and unattended. Among those who enter, few survive to tell the tale. Hill House remains a challenge for only the brave. Whatever dwells within its walls knows only hatred. Cursed by the sadistic madman who contrived its creation, with a history blighted by violent deaths and suicides, Each brick is cemented lovingly in congealed blood. The resident ghosts wreak fear on naive visitations, anointing sacrificial guests with satisfying scares, invading the living with their possessive presence, crushing minds inside coils of paranoid delusions. Many have tried exorcising this essence of evil. Each have met their maker, besieged by its throng, driven to insanity by tormenting whispers, forever condemned to roam exiled from peace. The heart of Hill House beats brooding horror, stealing skeptical souls to feed haunting hosts, pumping gore through its veins of murderous masonry, statically stalking, still, silently waiting.
Great read, Arcana. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. All right, Pam.
Yeah, this is a brilliant. Oh my goodness, this is a brilliant dark right and wonderful imagery and metaphors. I love the whole haunting feel and how he's personified the haunted house and really brought it to life. All the way through, just strong lines, great performance. I really particularly like whatever dwells within its walls knows only hatred, cursed by the sadistic madman who contrived creation. And then another part, many have tried exorcising this essence of evil. Each have met their maker, besieged by its throng, driven to insanity by tormenting whispers. Great lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, you got something more, man, to keep you the show at?
I thought this was wonderful. But, I love the darkness in Arcana's poem. Not that every poem he writes is dark, but I something about it just always, I know he carries it that real, the real vibe, in the right language performances. I pick these two standards. You know, for centuries, he's just stood silently watching and waiting, foreboding and bleak as the bones on a rotting corpse, like a rancid growth sprouting from the basement of hell, sprouted in the rising mist of froze off the moors. And I took the one after that as well. The darkness seems to express each inch of the facade. Its demeanor is intrinsically ominous and chilling, as if the house itself is somehow alive and plotting, its sullen depth swelling with pale and shadows. I thought it was wonderful work, and I thought the darkness is just so well expressed in both the write and the audio. Amazing poetry. Thanks, Arcana. As always, wonderful job.
Wow, thank you, Jean. I thought the idea of taking a Sting's "I'll Be Watching You" and turning it on his head as the evil entity that invades the house and is the house with a nice touch, and then taking those short lines and turning him into a little bit of darkness and evil, which plays off nicely. Now, there was one thing in here that really worked. Brick is cemented lovingly in congealed blood. Thought of crushing minds inside coils of paranoid delusions. And there was statically stalking, still silently waiting. I'll be watching you. There is a note. There are some places that have had so much evil done within them that they exude the power of that evil within the house, within the brick, within the walls itself. So hitting on that idea of Hill House being that kind of an entity and then giving it life is a nice touch, and it was done very well. Thank you very much, Arcana. All right, Jane.
Okay, well, Pam, I'm going to ask you to read the next one. And this is called Unoriginal Sin by Inner Sanctum. Whenever you're ready.
Unoriginal Sin by Inner Sanctum. There is no more original when it comes down to sin. Our wickedness still biblical. It's varnish rather thin. We blame the devil for the work as God sit back and grin. But it is man who is the jerk. He's evil beneath the skin. Man relishes his prejudice. He's selfish on the whole. From atheist to Methodist, each one has sold his soul. Or rented it for might and greed, as man sure loves his power. On poorer souls the rich men feed inside an ivory tower. The aspirations of the crowd are stolen by the few. To get ahead is not allowed, the turning of the screw. Continuous by the puissant hand who must retain control. The beast is always hungry and dominion is its goal. To just survive among the poor is the order of the day. For they wake up on earthen floors, their dreams all washed away. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Jeannie, what do you think? You got to turn off the mute
yes,
first.
Yes, 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 I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Two more seconds, and you would have had it.
I know, I know. Well, you know, it's the way it works with me, right? You know, I thought this was an excellent write. And, you know, we all know I love Ron and Peter, so, you know, I'm like listening to them. Yeah. You know, I love the sway of the words in the rhyme. I know that's not the term that everybody uses, but that's my term. It's a sway. It has a rocking motion in my ears somehow. It works. But, yes, there was so much going on in there. I mean, so many great standards. Man relishes his prejudice. He's selfish on the whole. From atheist to Methodist, each one has sold his soul. Or rented it for might and greed, as man sure loves his power. On poorer souls, the rich men feed inside an ivory tower. I don't know. I just thought it was fabulous. So, excellent job with this poem. And, you know, great job, Inner Sanctum, all the way around. I love it. Nicely done. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dean. And Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Oh, yeah, this is an excellent write. I like how the title is a playoff of the title of the song. This has a great rhyme and flow to it. It's a wonderful dark write. And I like how it speaks on hypocrisy and how, you know, the lines are hard-hitting and it speaks on the cruelty and greed of humankind and how easy it is to point fingers of blame at other people or other things rather than ourselves. And a great write all the way through, but I do especially like man relishes his prejudice. He's selfish on the whole. From atheist to Methodist, each one has sold his soul. And then the stanza following that all through. Great lines all the way through and very well done.
Nicely said, Dan. Thank you. I do like that opening stanza. There is no more original when it comes down to sin. Our wickedness is still biblical. It's varnish rather than, oh, that's a nice touch there, calling out the thoughts of everyone, and does that to a man relishes his prejudice. He's selfish on the whole, from atheist to Methodist, each one has soul to soul. Tonight, calling out everyone for the lightly these days, but there is still the purity of sin in evility, and there are some sins on that level of evility that are definitely walking on the original side. But this isn't about that. This walks the essence of people and how they feed into what they want, the might and greed, the love of power, the aspirations, the crowd, the need to retain control, and always hungry for more. There's not nearly enough when it comes to that. And then that thought, to finish up, to just survive among the poor is the order of the day. So they wake up on earthen floors, their dreams all washed away. And that comes with a total tyranny, unfortunately. Well done, Inner. Thank you very much. I like that.
Okay.
All right, Jane. Right back on you.
Okay, here we go. The next piece is Making Love Out of Nothing at All. So here you go.
I know just how to whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it, and I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth, and then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you, and I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer, and I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading, and I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you, but I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches, and I know the ways to faith. I know all the rules, and then I know how to break them, and I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you, and I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it, making love out of nothing at all. 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 We'll be right back.
All right. I guess we should put up the piece to finish with that song. And this is by Betty Page. And this is called Masquerade Ball by Betty Page. I guess I have to hit that button though. Sitting here like, duh. Okay, here we go.
Masquerade Ball. Let's dance all night together. Come, take my hand now, let's fly. Let's make sweet melodies forever. Sing in harmony, let's try. I know that we can make it. Let's live out all of our dreams. Chase them as we did in our youth. Let's mend our hearts, stitch every seam. Oh, I love the ways you touch me. Let's come, just get in the groove. Oh, I love how you hold me tight. Let's set ourselves free, no excuse. Your love, I'm anticipating. Let's chase the stars, run, jump, just fly. Dance high, swirled on cotton candy clouds, sliding down neon rainbows. Let's make our dreams come true this very night. Make love intimately, so sweet, passionately as twin flames. Let's take all the rules and we could just go and break them. Love is a labyrinth. Let's win this game. Let's show the world how I love you. My kindness will say it all. I'll make love to you so sweetly. Making love, dance all night at the ball. Making love, dance all night at the ball. Making love, dance all night at the ball. Making love. Dance all night at the ball, making love. Dance all night at the ball, making love. Dance all night at the ball, making love. Dance all night at the ball. Let's live out our dreams together. Waves splash in warm sunlight. Cascades throughout deep in our souls. Let's shimmer as stars high in skies. Penetrate with loving eyes. Shine as diamonds. Let's entwine two hearts as one, as rhythmic as drums. Sweet, so melodic, poetic, brand new. Let's explore pure darkness from our beautiful words. Twist it into such beauty, enchanting, erotic. Come, let's run away now. Teach me all you know. All that I have, I give myself to you. Interlude. Let's just make love, hold nothing back, kiss wicked, eyes interlock, electrify, vivid neon, pure, high voltage, intensify. Let's make love so pleasurably sweet, come run away forever, stay way past the dawn, cozied up by your side. Yes, we can both make every promise come true, every dream real. Let's ride off into the sunset, just run. Because I've wanted you for so long, I've missed you. Must you really see me plead for your love? And I'm never going to want no one but you. Making love, dance all night at the ball. 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 Making love. Dance all night at the ball, making love, love. Dance all night at the ball, making love. Dance all night at the ball, making love. Dance all night at the ball, making love, love. Dance all night at the ball, making love. Dance all night at the ball, making love. Dance all night at the ball, making love, love, love. In poem.
Great read, Betty. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. All right, Jean, no worrying. This one for you tonight.
Yes, no worries. There was another nice one, a sweet one. She didn't have to have me going, oh, I need to close my eyes and shut off my imagination. That's what it is. I think this was a great job by Betty. I was kind of surprised that she didn't sing everything. because I've seen her do that. I think we all have. And she usually like nails that whole parody thing going on. But I think this is much softer, and actually I liked it a lot. I liked the fact that she sang what she sang and read the rest, and it was just nicely done. I love the way you can touch me. Let's kind of just get in the groove. Oh, I love how you would hold me tight. Let's get ourselves free, no excuse. Your love I'm anticipating. Let's chase the stars, run, jump, just fly. Dance high, swirled on cotton candy clouds, sliding down neon rainbows. Let's make our dreams come true this very night. Great imagery in this, you know. It was soft imagery, sweet imagery. And nicely done, Betty. I appreciate the writer's nice job. Definitely.
Absolutely. And Anne, how about you?
This is a wonderful write and a great parody. I did too like that she read some parts and then sung the chorus part. I like how she wrote on the sensual joys of a masquerade ball and then about what would be happening at the after party just between two people. Really catchy lines all the way through. But I especially like, let's just make love, hold nothing back, kiss wicked eyes in her lock, electrify, vivid neon, pure high voltage, intensify. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Well said. I'm going to hit on, this is that, holds that note to a Cinderella fantasy come true, that wants and need, and that, because it hits on that note of dance all night at the ball as the main theme in the chorus. So it hits on that idea of meeting that one or finding that one at the ball and the fantasy evolving from there. And it hits on that, I love the way you touch me, let's come just get in groove. I love you, hold me tight. Let's set ourselves free, no excuse. Your love I'm anticipating. So it draws on that, and it keeps that theme going throughout until you get to the final fantasy in the finish. So nicely done, Betty. All right, Jane, we're back at it yet.
Okay. Let me just see what I have. Okay, I have one more song, one more poem. Here, this is Rock and Roll Jane. So here it goes.
Run away forever, but there's nothing wrong with getting.
Well, Rex, I'll put this piece up for you. By Devin.
All right.
Thank you.
Feel Good by Devastish, Burma, India. It was time when I was a bit confused, a little depressed, don't know what to do, can't plan my day, can't arrange my words in a simple way to tell anyone that I am alone today. Somewhere I lost my ground, don't know how to recover, neither I can sleep nor I can remain awake, a bizarre state of mind that dragged me unknowingly near a store of gifts and jewelry. But I picked up my small attaché and turned my face toward gallery. The shining lights of LED pierced my mind suddenly, and I remembered her words instantly, once spoken casually. Don't worry, everything will become easy. You must not lose your identity. Always live for somebody to feel good internally. And poem.
Nice read, Rex.
All right, Anne, what do you think?
Oh, I thought that was a great read and an excellent write. I thought it was very thoughtful and philosophical. I like how it spoke on the confusion that can happen while searching for happiness and the wisdom in the end lines that speak on the idea that happiness comes when you're true to yourself, but you put others' happiness before your own, like you think of other people. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Angie.
You know, I thought this was a good piece, well written, and had a lot going on. I'm trying to like kind of wrap my head around it. Somewhere I lost my ground, don't know how to recover. Neither I can sleep nor I can remain awake. A bizarre state of mind that drags me unknowingly near a stall of gifts and jewelry. But I picked up my small attaché and turned my face towards gallery. The shining lights and LED pierced my mind suddenly, and I remembered her words instantly. You know, I just thought it was just nicely done. So, great job to be the best dish, I think. I'm trying. So, yeah, great job, and thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah, there is the philosophical note, but it's also a note to spirituality and holding yourself the truth instead of giving into the littler things in life. That way, you have more offer of yourself. So, you've done Devastish. Thank you very much. And great show, Gene. Thank you, Pam. And that was hit the mark right on the button with the music.
Yep. Absolutely. Took us right down to we cleared the board and worked out of it. And it was wonderful. It was a great show. It really was. And thank you, Dave, for all the information you put into the room. That was wonderful, too. And Sal, thanks
Dave,
for joining us, Jenny.
Dave,
yeah,
Dave
was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was giving us all kinds of info. So that was excellent. Yeah, I was getting a kick out of him. But, Catman is in trouble. And thank you, Eric, for joining us. Absolutely. Okay, well, Rex, I guess